Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fucking dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it is
my new nickname, Kat COVID.
And it is my old nickname, Patrick Cappuccino. And this, you might be wondering what it is. Well, it's Seek Treatment.
And this is a podcast about boys
sex,
sorks, fucking dating
and love.
And gloves.
Do you know how I feel right now?
Like what?
I feel like how I felt that day where I couldn't do the promo. Remember, we had to record that promo,
and
I could not say sentences because I was too tired.
I can't explain that. I can't say that I'm feeling much better considering I have COVID and all. Wait, so when did you get to LA? Because you're famously in LA.
Oh, I mean, I'm in a place where time means nothing to me anymore.
Yeah, of course.
Basically, this was my journey. I worked until like 8:30 last night. Got an Uber. And went to John F. Kennedy Airport, which is an airport that's named after a president who actually got shot one time.
That's the airport I never go to because it's so far from my house.
Oh, for me, that's the airport I insist
it's
on
never
going to.
Been farther.
Look at me. House. Look at me. Like 25 okay. minutes.
No.
About 25 minutes.
Get the fuck out of this Zoom.
And I mean, I'm having this like guilt spiral that I was talking about off air because I just got tested. I'm negative, but I feel like in the day of like the day I left, basically, it was like a national news story that like New York was like COVID.
I know. Omni. Can I say this? When I saw my COVID result was positive. So I woke up and I was like, oh, I have a little tickle in my throat. I'm going to get tested just to be safe because I have club coming. When I saw the positive result, I gasped so loud. I was like, no, no, no. I just got boosted 2 weeks ago, hunty slay.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
It's so scary to see positive on your phone.
Every time I get tested, get immediately convinced it's going to be positive because it's like, oh, this is like.
I know. But then.
And then
you get tested so much that you're like, it's always negative, it's always negative, it's always negative.
Totally. And at this point, if I got positive, I don't know how I would feel, what that would mean for me. But wait, anyways, I take a 10:30 flight. That is the kind of flight where you get on at 10:30 and then you just sit there for like 90 minutes for no reason.
Oh.
So we basically like leave New York at like midnight, land at LAX in like 5:30 a.m.,
That's tough. So
no,
you're
no, no, no,
dead.
But it's 2:30 a.m. LA time. But then I take an Uber to my hotel. I get to the hotel. It's literally like it's gated. It's like you can't get into. There's no way to enter the hotel. And I'm so tired. I can't think. And I can't.
No.
I keep calling the front desk. They're not answering. It's truly like 3 o'clock. It's like 3:30 a.m. But it's like 6:30 a.m. for me. And I couldn't sleep on the plane. No. And finally, this woman was like walking around. I was like, hey, hi, first of all, I'm gay. Second of all, is this like my hotel? Like, what is the deal with this building? And she was like, oh my God, yeah. And then she like opened this like gate and let me in. And she was like, yeah, I was waiting for you. Like, basically, like, I had to, like, close you out. And I was like, what does that mean? And she was like, I can't explain that. And then
she was like, but did you say you're gay?
Yeah, because I have a gay cousin that is in love with you. Anyways, it ended up taking, like, an hour plus. And then I got in, and I was so tired, but still, like, couldn't really fall asleep. And I had the following things: peanut M&Ms from the, like, you know, mini bar, and Zappos chips.
Of course.
Do you know those kinds of chips?
Yes, I know them very well.
What is the deal?
They're like mystery. They're like mystery flavor. They're the equivalent of mystery flavor Airhead.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
They look so fun. Like, they're so, like, they're like, we're from New Orleans. Like, we're just like having fun with in this bag as a party.
Yeah, I want to do like a 60-minute one-on-one interview with the inventor of Zappos chips. I mean, like, what is the deal? Like, where did it come from, and what was the inspo?
One of my favorite pleasures as a child was getting a submarine sandwich from Anton's Deli next to the Stride Rite shoe store on, say it with me, 123 Bel Air Boulevard, and getting a bag of Zappos, usually sour cream on.
It is called Zappos, right?
It's not. Is it?
Because it's like, what is it?
It is to me.
Because Zappos is famously shoes.
My dad's addicted to being like, I have a Zappos membership, like free
what?
Shoes.
What is Zappos?
Zappos is
what is the Zappos shoes? I know, but what is that?
It's like shoes.com. It's like Amazon for shoes. Yeah, at this point,
but you know what else is Amazon for shoes?
What?
Amazon, because you can get shoes on Amazon.
I was just gonna say, at this point, Amazon is the Amazon for shoes. You know what I bought on Amazon is now it's Saks. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to go, but I was supposed to go 1, 2, 3 skiing with my family for the holidays. I bought like a $100 metallic ski suit from Amazon that's serving House of Gucci vibes, even though I've never seen it, but I really want to see it, even though everyone says it's bad.
I want to see it too.
Anyways, I got a ski suit on Amazon, and that's beautiful to say. Someone's mad at me for that. Someone out there is DMing me right now being like, you fucking dumb COVID cunt bitch.
You know, I just read this book, How to Do Nothing, that was like, you know, I feel like everyone read
it. The way I tried to get myself through that book, I feel like I was in college.
I feel like everyone tried in 2018. And I was like, let me wait a few years until I'm more mature and can really handle the text.
Well, my relationship to that book is that I read like the first chapter. I was like, this is my favorite book. It's going to change my life.
Yeah.
But then it got too detailed and I was stupid and I got bored like halfway through.
This is what I'll say about it. Those moments come like every 50 pages. You'll have another one of those moments where I'm like, oh, this book is like going to change me forever.
Yeah.
But then it's like, gets so boring sometimes. And she gives so many like examples of things.
Yeah.
It's one of my least favorite traits in a person, where they give too many examples. You really should only give one example ever. And if the person doesn't get it from one example, then they're probably not going to get it from a second example. You know what I mean?
Can I ask, for those who were too stupid to make it through the book, which is my community, what did you gain from the book?
Really, really interesting question. I did finish it on the plane last night, and I don't know if I could truly say I've slept since then, so I don't know if I'll be able to kind of synthesize the info. But I think just, I don't know, it's a lot about like bioregionalism and like caring about like where you are and what animals live where you are. I think I will be more understanding and more interested in connecting with people, I do think.
Yeah, she connects a lot with her birds, I remember.
Well, what I'll say about her is she's very like this, like, you get the book and you think, because it basically wants you to think that it's like how to detox Twitter, because that's like basically what it wants you to think it is. And it's essentially not that. It's essentially like go green ecology. But it's like saying, and I don't know, it just says a lot of things, but there's, I don't know, I can't synthesize.
Well, let me say
right
this.
Now.
If Pat, it seems at all tired to you, I have to take full personal responsibility for that, because we were supposed to tape Wednesday morning, but I was experiencing COVID and I canceled. And I was also By the way, Bri has COVID too. Shout out to my guy. Even though we both have COVID, we were like scared to kiss each other. We're like, we're going to re-give each other COVID. So we were like kind of keeping a distance.
Oh my God.
Then this morning, cut to me. I'm like, spit in my fucking mouth, you stupid whore.
Are you someone who does spit in my mouth? Straight people do spit in my mouth.
Yeah, I say spit in my mouth.
Okay.
I only like it in certain times.
I would never want it.
I prefer to spit in the mouth, but then this is
I don't want either.
So gross. This sounds so stupid, but this is what my art is. My art is revealing to you on air that sometimes I don't like when someone says spit in my mouth because I'm like, I don't want to waste my spit in your mouth when it should go on your dick.
Oh, because you're like, so maybe
if I'm dehydrated, you know, girls get dehydrated in New York City when they're about town. And so sometimes these girls need more spit for the blowjobs than they have. And that's where the choking comes in. And that's where the natural gag reflex is such a gift. And that's why God gave women the ability to kind of make spit by choking on cock. And that's what the holidays are all about. And this is a Lifetime Christmas movie that's happening right now. I want to say for those listening, yeah, everyone in New York has COVID. I feel out of it for sure, but I don't feel bad. I feel like I have a cold and like I've had a cold for a few days. I kept joking that I wasn't going to learn how to say it, but how do you actually say it? Omicron?
I only read it. I don't hear it. I've only been reading the word. I've not been hearing the word.
It looks like a cute hotel, by the way.
It is cute. It's a silver like pool and inn.
It's sad because we're supposed to be in LA together this weekend.
I know you would have liked it. You could have stayed here for if you wanted to.
That would have been so fun.
I'm feeling, you know, when I landed at LAX, when I hopped off the plane at LAX
with a dream
with
and
something
a
in a cardigan, a dream in a cardigan. Is that how?
Dream?
I think so. I think a dream in a cardigan feels exactly right. But I felt so alone. I felt so alone last night for some reason.
You look so handsome.
No.
You know, I think Los Angeles is one of the loneliest places you can ever be.
Well, I think I want to read while I'm here. I'm such a nerd about like wanting to read things in certain places, but I think I want to read Slouching Towards Bethlehem, Joan Didion. Did you ever read it?
I haven't read.
Is it about like the 60s LA? I'm obsessed with the 60s LA.
Joan Didion makes me like LA. I've only read Year of Magical Thinking and one other, I can't remember the name, but you're gonna love it. Someone gifted me an original copy of the White Album, which is on my desk and it's on my stack of things to read. I also
wait, it's interesting because this is why it's interesting, because you know, I just watched for some, you know, when you like you go on Amazon and you're like trying to watch something on Amazon Prime and it's like it presents something to you that you maybe could watch, but then it's like you actually have to get a subscription to Epix to watch this.
And you know, we're an Epix family because Brian's show is on Epix, but yes, it's a terrible feeling.
I did that to watch The Six for no reason. I was so bored when I was like a few days ago, watched the 6-part docuseries on the Manson murders.
Wait, that sounds amazing. It's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. I don't even know if it's definitely not like a buzzy thing that people are talking. It's like literally deep dive on Amazon. Let me find something. I mean,
it's like when I watched the Lacey Peterson doc from like 2006, like last year, and I was like, this new doc is so good, y'all.
I'll always remember seeing E! True Hollywood Story, Lacey Peterson, and I'll always remember just getting the facts from that. Like I was like 11, I hadn't heard about the case from any other place. I remember being like, I don't think he did it. From the E! True Hollywood Story when I was 11, I didn't think he did it.
Do you think he did? Yeah, are you a person that's like, he did it in general?
Well, again,
like when it comes to Adnan?
When it comes to Adnan and when it comes to Scott, I think that I'll always have that like feeling of being 11 and watching E! True Hollywood Story, Lacey Peterson, being like, I don't think so. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But that's just because I was 11 and it was on E!
I was thinking of you because I watched a movie about alcoholics that could have been so good. It was. It's Joaquin Phoenix. It's called. And Jonah Hill plays like his sponsor. And it's about this guy who gets. He becomes a famous cartoonist, but he gets in this terrible car accident, becomes paralyzed, and then he's an alcoholic, and he gets sober and becomes a famous cartoonist. But some there were some scenes that were really great, but it was...
To me, that doesn't sound like the story that needs to be told.
So here's what I'll say is I think... the way the movie was, it was like, oh, this was probably based on a really good book, but the movie's really bad.
Yeah, that's a lot of movies. The ones that aren't based on books seem like they're based on a good book.
But you know I love some of those AA phrases.
I know you love those. Now, wait. So here's what I was going to say. So one thing that I like about Manson content is it really always, almost every single one paints a picture of 60s LA. And because it's so like integral to the story and like, in so many ways, I feel like those murders like punctuated this vibe of the 60s in Hollywood and like ended an era. And so, but I'm thinking about it because it reminds me of like Play It As It Lays, Joan Didion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Charles Manson was obsessed with the Beatles' White Album. And so I'm like, I wonder, is Joan Didion, is that like related? Are those things related? Because she's very 60s LA also.
I know L.A. stopped being romantic after that, and Lana Del Rey is doing her best to bring it back, and that's why I love her. Because when you listen to her Lana Del Rey song, you almost want to be in L.A. for a second. You know who else, though? The Lisa Tadeo book and Stephanie Dandler.
Yes.
They both do it, too. They romanticize. When the way they write about Laurel Canyon, I'm like, okay, I could go there for a single second.
Yeah, but I actually don't know what Laurel Canyon is.
It's a neighborhood, actually.
Cool.
Cool. But wait, what was I going to say to you was, oh, I'm listening to the most deranged, you know, I love a deranged podcast. This one is excessively deranged. It's about, it's basically about these girls who find out that their great grandfather was the Black Dahlia killer.
Wait, I don't know about that. Is it really good? Is it scripted?
No, I don't do that. It's on.
I know, I don't do that either.
It's called, I don't know if someone told me about it. It's called Root of Evil. And the craziest part was the first episode starts with this woman who was adopted, this white woman who was adopted by a black family. And she was told that she was half black. So she grew up thinking she was mixed race. And then she finds out not only when she's like, I feel like late, very late in life, finds out she's not mixed race. And on top of that, honey, her grandfather is the Black Dahlia killer. I'm like, this girl can't catch a break.
I actually don't know much about the Black Dahlia killer.
It is really fuck. I've been having nightmares because it's really fucking scary. It was like a surgeon who basically severed this woman in half. He was like obsessed with the surrealists and like basically an homage to like the surrealist POV. He like cut this woman in half. Like basically the main thing of the Black Dahlia, she had this dark black hair and then her smile was slit like to her ears, Joker style.
Oh my God.
And she was left like on a yard. Anyways,
people are sick and twisted.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I know. What's wrong with me? I love listening to that stuff.
Me too. I think it's like integral.
Because it holds your attention for once. Everything else is. But oh, talk about holding my attention. I have to reveal. I've begun to watch Love Island. Oh, is your phone ringing?
My phone inside of my room is ringing. Should I answer?
Pick it up. Pick it up, honey. Pick it up on the podcast.
All right, where is it?
My friend's looking for his hotel phone.
Oh my God.
When a hotel
literally
calls
a rotary
you,
phone. Okay, this
when
is
a hotel calls you, it's usually about like
hello.
Like they're doing construction or something.
So basically what happened was last night when I was checked in, something happened where it didn't quote capture my credit card. So they need to capture a credit card.
CAPTCHA. It didn't like traffic light CAPTCHA. You.
Yeah, it didn't traffic light my credit card. What was I going to say? I don't have a credit card. I hope that's not like a big deal. Sometimes it's a huge deal to not have a credit card. Like can't use debit card sometimes.
I just got one I only started using mine like 2 years ago. I just got it.
It's my New Year's resolution to build credit.
Yeah, I fucked it up somehow and mine's not great, but c'est la vie.
I'm sure mine is bad for my student debt.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Oh, what I was going to say is since I exhausted Love Island UK, I've begun Love Island Australia.
Now, I saw you were watching something and I was wondering what that was.
So far, it is unbelievable.
Oh, really? Do I have only one more season of Love Island UK?
I'm not sure. Which one what are you doing?
I finished 5. I've seen the first 5. Is there 6?
I think there's 6. I don't remember.
I think there's 6.
I think there's 6. And we just saw 7 just aired.
Oh, so then there's 7.
You're safe.
Actually.
You're safe.
I'm safe tonight.
But friend of the pod, Haley Nauman, told me, by the way, what do you guys think this is? Because I was hanging out with Haley the other day. And we were we were walking down the street in Soho. And there was like this puddle. It's like very big red puddle. And then we all of a sudden both started coughing uncontrollably. And it was like it looked like a puddle of like spice. And I was like, is there spice on the street? And the spice made us cough. And then we couldn't stop coughing for like the whole day. If anyone knows about street spice in Soho, DM.
Wait, there was a red puddle?
Yeah, it almost looked as though like there was a restaurant in which, and the guy was like sweeping outside. I wonder if there was like, there'd been like some spicy food that they were like,
yeah.
But then I was like, it really went into my lungs.
I'm sure it was just spices.
I love spicy. I've been eating exclusively like curry and ramen. Oh, heaven.
I need to eat, I guess, theoretically.
Are you going to sleep or what's your plan for today?
I have to work immediately after this. I know.
I'm so impressed with you. You work so fucking hard. There are a lot of ways to say you're great. And an underappreciated one is cake. That's right. Show someone special a little bit of love and get them an indulgent holiday treat from Milk Bar.
We all have that friend who says they value experiences over things. I actually am that friend. So I don't have that friend because I actually am that friend. And so anyways, you can give that friend a Milk Bar cake for a gift so they can experience literally the most delicious freaking thing ever.
Master baker Christina Tosi started Milk Bar in 2008. Perhaps you saw her and Milk Bar featured on Netflix's Chef's Table Pastry Edition. Go absolutely off. I love that show. And Christina, my girly girly girl, has been wowing the world with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since. Milk Bar is the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life. Pat, tell them about Milk Bar's bestsellers.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, I love Milk Bar. It's an inherently unique New York experience. And I think actually me and my same-sex sexual partner are bringing Milk Bar to our holiday because he wants to.
So they have their signature birthday cake, their salty sweet compost cookie.
The Milk Bar pie made from toasted oat crunch with a gooey butter filling. And for a limited time, Milk Bar is offering some indulgent holiday treats such as peppermint bark cake, peppermint bark cake truffles, and peppermint pretzel snaps. Every Milk Bar creation is thoughtfully and beautifully packaged, made fresh, then flash frozen, and they offer fast, even overnight, nationwide delivery.
I have to be open about this. Brian and I were snacking on the peppermint bark cake truffles just last night while we watched that movie about alcoholics, and it was really good.
That sounds like an incredible experience.
Perfect night. And right now, what's so cool about right now is that Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. Get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment.
You'll get $10 off an order of $50 by going to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. milkbarstore.com/seek treatment.
Hey, it's Kat.
And Pat. And if you like listening to us, then you need so much help, but you're going to love the Endless Honeymoon podcast.
It's hosted by comedians Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kesher, who've been married for 6 years and thus know everything there is to know about relationships.
Each week, they talk about their own relationship, give timeless love advice to callers, and react to listener-submitted deep, dark secrets.
Ooh la la. And past guests include Chelsea Peretti, Eric Andre, Mark Jacobs, Seth Rogen, Tiffany Haddish, Sarah Silverman, Fran Lebowitz, and many more. Damn, what a lineup.
The Endless Honeymoon podcast is available on Mondays and Fridays, wherever you get your podcasts. And watch on youtube.com/endlesshoneymoon if you want to see three geriatric chihuahuas live out their last days on a boucle couch.
What do you feel about doing a voicemail?
Oh, I would love to do a voicemail.
Let's do a voicemail.
Hey, Kat and Pat, this is Andrew. I just wanted to say I love you guys and thank you so much for everything you do. My question is kind of a two-parter, so I am 30 years old, turned 30 this year. And this is a little crazy, but I still have not dated anyone. All of my relationships, quote unquote, have been very short-lived, just kind of like flings. So I'm just curious if you guys have any advice on, like, I'm really picky is my issue. I just, like, can't seem to find anyone that's, like, really speaking to me. And, yeah, so I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on, like, settling, if you think that's even an option or what. Also, I feel like I have come from a similar background as both of you. I grew up in a Christian environment. My relationship with my parents has like gotten a lot better. But I know that like the moment I bring a guy into the picture, oh yeah, gay, obviously. The moment I bring a guy into the picture, there's going to be a little bit of tension. It's kind of going to bring up old wounds. So I just wondered if you guys had any thoughts about that. If I should even care what my parents think, I definitely like want them to be in my life for the rest of my life. So yeah, I don't know if this is really making a lot of sense or if it's super clear and concise what I'm asking, but I just wanted to hear if you guys had thoughts or suggestions on how to make a choice when it comes to dating, in a way that's like going to make me happy and also like, keep my parents quote unquote happy. Anyway, love you guys so much and would love to hear your thoughts. Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Andrew.
Goodbye, Andrew.
And hello, Andrew.
His voice was making me horny.
I know. I felt really, I love him.
I felt really sexual about him.
Well, first of all, well, no, actually, this is Pat, you take the wheel.
No, I'm not having any wheel to take.
Okay, making your, the only person you need to make happy is yourself. Your parents will come around. My second point is that no settling. There is no settling. Three, there is nothing wrong with being picky. Being in a relationship is really hard. It's a lot of work. You're with them literally all the time. If you're not obsessed with them, there is no point to being in one. Just hang out with your friends and be single. And I also think it's a lot more common than you think to have not yet had a relationship in your 30s. I have plenty of friends who have not, who have yet to have like a serious boyfriend in there in their 30s.
Because especially with gay. Are you talking about, are you talking about gay or girls?
I'm gay and straight.
Wow. I think it's unhealthy for straight, but
oh,
gay.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just kidding and joking. I'm kidding and joking.
But I think in general, it's like because everyone's, okay, so to quote something I heard on Love Island Season 3 Australia last night, I found myself in like a lot of situationships, and that's when no one, because these guys like can't commit. So basically, there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect, and the right person is going to come along, but you can't force it, and that's why love is magic.
Wait, I just have to say, every time I say something like quirky or kooky, I think of like that guy from Carrie's podcast, her producer, like that they keep cutting to shaking his head like, oh my God, what is Che going to say next? I'm going
to
do...
Why don't we have... Do... Okay, so my goal, my career goal is to have a studio where Allison has to be behind glass and we do the podcast.
Yeah, that's where never the fuck, happened.
We've never had that. Our old studio, y'all, we have to laugh. It was literally a storage closet with a, yeah, with a haunted chair, never forget, and some amazing people.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh my God, wait, did you watch? What? And Just Like?
Wait, is there a new one today?
There's a new one today. Oh, no, yesterday, okay. Even yesterday was the new one.
Oh, yesterday was Thursday. No, I haven't, so I can't.
Oh, yeah. This is not a spoiler.
You need to answer Andrew's question.
I know, I'm going to answer Andrew's question. I just need to say this. This is not a spoiler, but what I will say about episode 3 of And Just Like That is that it's really, really hard. It's really hard. And you see us, you actually get a chance to watch Che's stand-up set that actually they do choose to include about 11 hours
of stand-up.
And it's really special.
Actually, friend of the pod, Chris Murphy texts me being like, trigger warning, there's a stand-up special in Sex and the City. Wait, what is the stand-up like?
Oh my God. It is, I mean, it felt like everything was placeholders and they forgot to go back and like put TK, in some jokes. Yeah, they forgot.
What is TK?
I don't know what TK means or why it says that, but it just means that we'll think of it later. But yeah,
there's got to be something that it stands for.
Yeah, there has to be something. You know,
if you stand for something, you'll fall. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
And that's why I always say to the famous phrase TK.
TK.
Now, you know, do you know that Gen Z TikTok girls kind of do TK sometimes? They go like,
I didn't know that.
It's like TSK or something. Gen Z TikTok girls do that. I don't know.
I was at an earring party with lots of young TikTok people.
Oh, really? Were they doing that?
No, they weren't. They weren't doing that, actually.
My cousin told me Gen Z does that.
Okay.
Okay, so back to Anju.
Wait, we need to have a fresh-faced Gen Z on the pod.
I know, but who? We have to have a sweepstakes. One lucky Gen Z. Oh my god, I would love to do a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory sweepstakes.
Yes, we're gonna come to your house with a big check that just says come on the podcast. It's a check for like $1.
But wait, that's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we'd have to sell chocolate bars and some of them have wooden tickets.
Yeah, I know the plot.
I know, but you went giant check with it.
Well, when I hear sweepstakes, I think like what, like clearance? What is that?
I don't know what that was. Like that was a huge part of it.
That was a huge part of culture.
Yeah, that was a huge part of culture. Do you remember the Rugrats episode where it happened to Chucky's dad?
No, but I love that. 90s
kids
so much.
Will get it. 90s kids will get this. No. Anyways, back to Andrew. No, listening to Andrew, he reminds me so much of myself a few years ago. I famously didn't have a relationship until I was in my 30s. And yeah, I think that like you won't have to ask yourself, should I settle? Like you'll just, things will just feel right or things will just kind of happen. I think don't get into a relationship for the sake of a relationship. And I think that, I don't know about your parents.
I'm curious. Because
I never met them. But I think that you can't worry too much about them, but hopefully they're like cool about it.
They'll figure it out. And if not, you have a chosen family, which is friends.
And you can come sleep on my couch.
You can sleep on our couch any day. I'm curious, like, when you first were going out with Angela, how did, like, I'm trying to, like, remember, like, when you were going out with Angela, was there some, like, when did it start to feel like, oh, this is, like, a relationship or this is going to be, like, my boyfriend?
I don't remember.
It happened so, like, naturally for y'all.
It happened quite quickly. I remember being at, like, Chelsea Piers for the kids' soccer when I was nannying and, like, texting, and it was, like, very, very new.
I feel like, yeah, he was, like, so... I don't know, it just seemed so easy. Like, you guys liked each other so much right away.
Yeah, it was very, it did feel very easy.
Did you have big fights at the beginning or no?
Yeah, huge fights. Well, not in the beginning, but in, like, I would say, like, the second half of the first year or something.
Easter fight.
The Easter of it all. But,
if you even, know, like, you know the Easter fight with my boyfriend.
IYKYK Easter orgy. What was I going to say? I think that then, like, after maybe like 6 months, there was lots of just like, you know, us being very different people with very different types of brains, like that kept leading to fights. I'm someone who, like, I guess when I do, because I do have trouble with focus, but when I do focus on something, I really can only focus on one thing at a time. So, like, other things truly disappear when I'm like working on something or like whatever.
You're very present,
I guess, but I'm also so not present.
No, you are present.
Someone told me, Fran Duva, who's a brilliant genius. We have to have Fran on the pod.
Oh my god, I love her.
She's so funny.
She makes me laugh with her posts. Yeah, we gotta get her on the pod.
And but
Allison, anyway, put her on the list.
Her friend, shout out if she's listening, told me about something called like hypersomnia or something. It means that like you can sleep so much and never feel quite as awake as you should. And then I'm like, oh my god, I think I have that. She's like,
you can see so much?
No, sleep so much. Oh. It's like hypersomnia. I'm making up that name, but it was something like that.
That sounds like a TikTok disease where someone's like, hey, if you guys are having a hard time, it's because you have boo doo 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 doo.
I'm so glad I'm not part of the TikTok world.
It's fun to watch. I haven't been watching a lot, but I like to watch a little bit. But this is all to say, Andrew, love will come. Love will come. And if it doesn't, I don't know. Of course, I'm such a little bitch ass stupid whore, and I was so excited to send out my Christmas gifts early this year. Cut it to December 17th. I haven't sent a single thing. But I got COVID.
I know. I have to do Christmas shopping.
Oy. Brian and I decided we're each going to get each other. We're going to like go to a jewelry store and pick something out for each other because he wants a new chain because his broke.
I'll never want jewelry. My whole life, I'll never want it.
I want so many gems. Oh, I was talking with my friend. Shout out Katie. And we're talking about engagement rings, and we were like being so serious. We're like, we just want ours to be like really big and unique, just like really big and unique. And then we're like, we sound so fucking stupid. I wonder if I'll ever get proposed to with the way I'm acting. I wonder if I'll ever get proposed to. Some days I crave adventure, and some days I crave to be cooking soup till I die.
Yeah, I don't want to cook soup till I die, but I would eat someone else's soup till I die. Wait, can you? Maybe we'll do an. Let's do another VM. Let's do another VM.
Hi, Kat and Pat. your message answering machine is really great. My name is Shelly. I'm a doctoral student in clinical psychology, and I was just calling because I don't know if you'll even get this message, but I'm learning this new treatment. It's called pain reprocessing therapy, and it's all about how your brain sort of learns and gets stuck kind of in pain mode. And I know that Pat is having hip pain with running. And this is a really cool approach. It's got scientific backing. I'm going to like stop talking now. But the book is called, that you could read, is called The Way Out by Alan Gordon. There's also an audiobook if you don't want to read. Just thinking about how much you like running, and maybe this could be something that helps. Okay, bye.
That is so fucking okay. Sweet. That feeling when they give the treatment. That feeling when they give the treatment.
That girl was sweet to me.
That girl was sweet to me. Sweet to you. Wait. I love her.
Wait, what was it called? The way out. But what was the pain thing?
Sometimes pain, like, your brain can get stuck in a place where you think you're in pain, I guess. Basically, she says
I honestly, ghost pain. Yeah, I guess she's like, you're lazy and you don't feel like running. no, that happens to me a lot, like, after injuries when I'm, like, because it's so soft tissue. Injuries are so tricky coming back from sometimes because it's, like, it's so hard to tell. Like, it's never going to feel completely normal the first few runs. So it's so hard to tell, like, am I making it worse? Or is this just, like, the normalcy of, like, starting training again? And then sometimes I'm like, am I really hurting? Or do I just, I'm thinking so much about if it hurts. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to read The Way Out.
I love that. I love that girl. Wait, y'all. My dad's trying to get me to quit Strava because it's too expensive.
Expensive?
Okay, so this is a huge part of my life is that for some reason, I can't figure out. This is the biggest thing about my entire life. I can't figure out how to unlink my father's credit card from my Apple ID. So if I ever want to buy an app, which isn't often, if I ever buy an app, I immediately get an email from him being like, what the hell is this? And then, so every month he's getting this Strava bill. And he's like, I get this email, dump this or Venmo me. $100 per year, worth it?
Oh my God.
My dad wants me to be in the Strava community. Wait, what?
There is a free version.
For some reason, I felt like I had to pay, but that's the classic me, like just throwing money away.
No, I remember signing up and like not realizing, I was like, oh, it costs money, interesting. But then when I was talking to my brothers, they were like, no, no one pays. But it was not intuitive how to not, it was not intuitive how to not pay.
Okay, I'll figure it out together with your brothers. Once I Eiffel Tower your brothers, we'll figure it out. I'm sorry, that was crass.
That was so crass. You know.
No, you say it back to me. Once you Eiffel Tower my brothers.
Once I Eiffel Tower your brothers. But are you talking about getting Eiffel Tower, not Eiffel Tower?
I guess that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat today?
I don't know. I feel like frustrated and I can't figure out what to do.
But can I say something? Sometimes when I'm in a hotel and I feel kind of trapped because I don't know like how to get food or what food to get. Is that what you're feeling?
Especially since last night I couldn't even get inside the hotel. And like, I will say it's the kind of hotel where like, see, I'm the kind of person, I'm really a traditionalist with hotel. When I go in, I want it to really feel like a hotel lobby. Yeah. And I want it to really be an elevator. And I want it to really be like all these things.
Concierge.
That, like,
you want concierge.
The things that we talk about when we talk about hotel experience. Mm-hmm. Especially because, like, this was a trip where I was, like, I kind of want to, like, I was going by myself for no true, real reason. And I was, like, I think I just want to, like, I hadn't taken a trip anywhere. And so I was, like, I want to just get a nice hotel and, like, you know, whatever. And so I was willing to pay a decent amount of money. And this is a very nice hotel, but it's just, like, kind of, it does feel like their whole thing kind of is, like, it doesn't feel that much like a hotel.
Yeah, they want it to feel like home. You're like, no, I want to feel...
If I wanted it to feel home, guess where I would be? Home. You know what else feels like home? My home, where I live.
Is your hotel on that stretch that has the breakfast taco place? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I can't even know because I'm very close to Amy, our dear friend Amy. Yeah. I'm on the other side of Sunset. I'm like just on the other side of Sunset.
But you know, she doesn't live there anymore.
I didn't know that about her.
She and Grog moved in together. Oh, something happened on Love Island Australia season 3 that was so, it sounded like a Seek Treatment title. The girls were going around talking about their type, and they like were all kind of saying the same thing. And one of the girls was like, we're copy and paste.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, we're copy and paste. Australia is really taking me back to my comedy roots, which is, of course, Chris Lilley as Jemai. J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E.
Oh, my
weird,
God.
Weird name, I know, but you'll get used to it.
Stupid Christian. That's my favorite. For some reason, that's our favorite line of the series is Stupid Christian.
When they're like doing... Just like me watching this, Blurry.
This is school without a formal. Move out of my way, stupid Christian.
Me watching Blurry videos of Jemai on YouTube when I was like a junior in high school invented me.
Yeah, it invented me too. I used to watch Flight of the Conchords, and I used to be really attracted to the smaller one.
I like the bigger one.
That's why we're not copy and paste.
And that's why we're not being copy and paste right now. We're not even being copy and paste a little. LA is all about Postmates, which I learned.
Yeah, no, I knew that too.
Oh, sorry. Fuck me.
No, I knew that ever since, remember that person who didn't give me a job wanted to Postmates me. Oh,
that person, when I think about that person, my blood is slowly starting to simmer, but it was boiling.
Yeah.
I actually like feel like I'm really in tune with God lately.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
I'm
you
so
like
to my God.
I think it's because Marla is watching out for me now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. I went to her memorial. It was so beautiful.
That's nice.
I think I posted about this, but for those who didn't know, I not to be morbid, but Marla, my mentor, who came on the pod, passed away peacefully on October 15th. She'd been struggling with cancer for like 7 years, maybe 5 years. For the majority of the time, I knew her. And so I got to spend a lot of time with her, and she... I know I can feel her. She's in a better place.
Yeah.
I love her so much. And I can feel her so much now.
That's amazing.
I know.
It's special that we have that like podcast episode recorded.
Well, when she called me, like when right before that, she had called me being like, you know, I don't think it's not going well. Then I called my dad like crying, and it was his idea. He was like, you should have her on the podcast.
Yeah. That's so
And I was
sweet.
Like, that's so smart. I know. Her memorial was amazing. And now I'm like close with her family, and so I feel like she's gonna keep being in my life.
Oh, that's incredible.
She said there was the funniest story. I wonder if I can share it. I'll tell you, and you can tell me if you think it's like weird to share it. She was kind of like, this is like in her final days, like she's like, you know, when you start kind of seeing and hearing things like as you're about to pass. And she said, like, they're like, what are you, Marla? Like, what are you seeing? She's like, I'm in space and there's all this music. And they're like, oh, what does it sound like? Is it beautiful? And she goes, eh.
Is it beautiful? Eh. Oh, no, you can share that. That's really funny.
It's very her. It's very funny. But I can feel her presence. And that's why I feel in touch with God. Anyways, what are you going to eat on a hay? On a similar note, what are you going to eat for today? Lunch?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I could definitely see me getting like a room service type of thing.
Oh, you should definitely do that.
Yeah. So it'll see what they have. I mean, I'm open to a wrap. Of course I'm open to a burger. Of course I'm open to anything like that. But I'm going to have to see, because you never know in LA. Sometimes it's like, you know, quinoa greens and broiled salmon and have a nice day.
At this point, it's like the new thing is not that. Wait, one of the greatest pleasures of being in a hotel in Latvia while the country was in full lockdown is that I basically ate room service for every meal for like 2 weeks. Bliss.
That sounds incredible.
Can I say, Brian's very sweet friend, Dakota, shout out. I don't know if she listens. She just sent us ramen. And I have to say, she's the third friend to send me soup. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
Oh, I don't think of ramen as soup necessarily.
It's good for when you're sick. It's brothy. Shout out to Dakota, Katie, and Sarah, my three real friends who sent me soup.
I love those three. Now,
do you feel hot today?
You know what?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of feel like I look good, even though I know I don't.
That's exactly where I'm at. You know, I just took a shower right before this. And you know when a hotel does the famous thing of like, it's like a rainfall kind of shower where it's like, just comes straight down on you. You know what I mean?
I love that.
But it's never enough pressure. And actually, Angela did teach me this. When it's not good water pressure, it really makes your hair bad when you come out. So I thought I was going to have bad hair. But I guess the exception proves the rule, because I think I like my hair right now.
Yeah, I think your hair is actually looking really nice. Brian's hair is in such a sexy length right now.
Oh, really?
Right when it starts to look a little crazy. Whenever he says, I think I need a haircut, that's when it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need a
haircut. He looks so hot. He put on these like tight sweats. We all know this, and I'm just being so derivative, but when you see a guy in tight sweatpants and you can see the outline of his dick, is there anything better?
No.
No. No.
You know, I Angelo shaved his eyebrows.
How was that? Oh, shave for the shaved. Can we talk about that? Yeah. For the tape?
Yeah, for drag.
When Brian shaved his head during quarantine number one, it really felt like I was having sex with a different person at first.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess that's true for me too.
In a hot way, I was kind of like, who's this like fucking, it was very like macho.
Yeah. I never thought I would understand why like people do the thing where like the wife waits in a bar with like a pink wig on and the man comes in and they role play in the bar and then go have sex. I never had to understand why people do that, but now I like do understand why people do that.
I totally understand. Remember, never forget, friend of the pod, Betty Gilpin on the train.
Wait, what
she again? Said that she and her husband will like wait on the train and like meet each other.
Oh, yeah.
I miss her. I love her. You know what? I was just thinking of. Oh, wait. I'm putting this into the universe. I really want to have a threesome with a girl in the new year.
Really? Do you think Brian would be open to two men and you?
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool.
No, I think we're both very open. As long as like we feel in a solid place and like the relationship with the person feels like safe and normal, I think we'd enjoy both styles.
Yeah. But you don't think you would be weirded out of like being naked with another man?
No, he's basically gay. Oh, yeah. He's essentially gay. You've met him. I think as long as he feels like I'm doing that in both ways, for me it's hot to be like, we're doing this because we know it turns the other one on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't seen Brian in a very long time.
I know. I just saw him like 30 minutes ago. It's crazy.
Opposite.
Well, you know, I said this when I just saw, I now only see you when you're on my right on a couch at the Bell House, and I haven't ever seen you since
then. I know, literally.
But look at me, New Year, here's a couple of New Year's resolutions, not to get, because we're not here yet, because we have an episode, we have another episode before the end of the year, but one, threesome with a girl, two, podcast with Allison behind glass, and three, CPAT, off the Bell House couch, CPAT in other ways.
Wait, what was my New Year's? I had a New Year's resolution too, did I say it?
No.
It's gone. I don't have it anymore.
That will happen. That will really happen. Okay, so I randomly do feel hot. Crush of the week. My crush of the week is my friend who gave me soup, Sarah Katie Dakota.
My crush of the week was Andrew because his voice was turning me on.
I know. And my also crush of the week is Love Island season 3 is so good so far.
Australia. I wish I could know what Andrew looks like.
My other crush is, I'm just addicted to the Mexican restaurant next to my house, Mole. They never disappoint.
Oh, that's so good to have a restaurant like that.
Well, it's so amazing because you can order on Seamless but pick up and it's ready in like 3 seconds.
You know, we don't have really good restaurants near us. And the places we have that can be good sometimes are, will regularly disappoint. Where it's like, oh, today we like randomly like didn't even use food to make this. We used like whatever was around the kitchen that wasn't food.
Yeah.
Anyways. My crush of the week is Andrew's voice. That's it, really.
I really hope I can still go to Christmas with my family.
I hope you can too.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, are you mad at me? No. Are you mad at me for making you do this hotel wise?
No, not at all.
Hotel wise, not mad at you at all. Never more in love. You were there for me in a moment of need.
I hope that I haven't been too low energy this whole episode. People have to understand that I'm tired.
No, I'm being manic, so it's perfect. I'm being manic with COVID, but it's like a whole bonus. Okay, so random. We're going to be fully corporate whores, and we're going to be off the week between Christmas and New Year's, and we'll be back before New Year's, right?
I think we'll be back in the new year. Let me see.
No, because we're doing...
But if we're... No.
We're skipping the 21st, and we'll have an episode
on the 28th. We're skipping the 28th.
Yeah.
Oh, sad. Okay. Wait, sad. Okay, so we're skipping Christmas week And we'll, our next episode will be in the new year.
Leave this all in where it's like we're figuring out. Like we're figuring out. It's just like you all do. Like we don't know what day is what day.
Oh, we don't know what day it is, honey. If you're ever mad at us, just know that we're barely functioning. I paid my 2020 taxes last week, honey.
That
my
is
ass,
crazy.
My ass is unwiped right now. Okay, so we'll be back with our next episode on January 4th, which is also the day I talked to my psychiatrist.
Okay, so all right, bye. Live, laugh, and love.
Bye, love you guys. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment.